And today I'll continue the series of talks on the asava. Again, the asava are those mental state, those mind states which cause the mind to go bad. And they're the unwholesome mind states. There are three types of asava: the kama asava, the bad things inside which we hold on to in regards to sensuality. So our desires for sensual pleasures, for things which are intoxicating, and our anger and aversion towards things which are unpleasant, which are unpleasing to us. Kamasava and pavasava means those defilements, those unwholesome things inside which have to do with being something. Wanting to be this, wanting to be that, not wanting to be this, not wanting to be that. And the third set, avijja asava, the asava, the unwholesome mind states which simply come from ignorance, which come from delusion. And through not knowing, doing bad deeds or having bad intentions, not because of some external object, but simply out of simple, pure ignorance. And getting angry or getting greedy out of ignorance of the consequences. All in all, it refers to any unwholesome states which exist in our hearts. And the method today, I believe we're at the fourth method which the Lord Buddha prescribed for overcoming the asava, is ativasana pahatapa. The asava, the unwholesome states which we can do away with through patience, through forbearance. Ativasana means overcoming or bearing with them. And this is a very important, very practical teaching in the Buddhist tradition. So important, the Lord Buddha said it is the highest form of exertion. Kanti paramang tapo titikha. Patience is the highest form of tapa, of exertion, of practice. Titikha, forbearance. Simply being able to stay with the objects, things which we like or things which we don't like. Now, patience, from a Buddhist perspective, patience takes two sides. Patience has two sides to it. There is the act of being patient towards something which we don't like, something which is unpleasant to us. So when we see or we hear or when we're confronted with something which is unpleasant or something which is difficult, something which is hard to accomplish, hard to stay with, hard to bear, being able to stay without getting angry, without getting upset, to simply remain calm and to keep our calm and to keep our minds composed in the face of unpleasant situations and unpleasant experiences. But the other side of patience is being patient with things which we do like, things which are pleasing to us, things which are intoxicating, things which have a intoxicating power over us, which are addictive, which are a source of craving for us. Things which we see or hear or smell or so on, or even thoughts and ideas and concepts. Again, the idea of wanting to be this or wanting to be that. And so patience on this side is being able to bear with and not having the things which we want. Being able to build contentment inside or be content with in the face of things which are desirable. Where normally we would chase after the things which we desire and run away from the things which are unpleasant to us. And when we're unable to achieve the things which we desire or unable to remove or be away from the things which we find undesirable, we fall into suffering. And this is a very simple explanation of why it is that we suffer. So for this reason, the Lord Buddha taught that patience is the highest form of exertion. Exerting yourself simply to be patient, this is the highest form of tapa. Tapa was a word used in the Buddha's time, meaning some sort of practice or exerting oneself, specifically used for meditation practices or spiritual practices. So the Lord Buddha said, out of all spiritual practices, patience is the highest of them all. And this is because at the time when we're patient, we won't give rise to greed and we won't give rise to anger in regards to the states around us. Now, patience has three levels to it. The first one is called titikha kanti, patience, which is simply forbearing or withstanding. And it's just a name. What it refers to, titikha kanti, means patience which is affected simply by repressing the desire or repressing the aversion towards the object. When we see something that we like, simply repressing the desire for it, repressing the desire to act, the desire to reach, the desire to go for. And when we, on the other side, when we come across something which is uncomfortable or unpleasant, when we want to get angry, simply repressing, forcing ourselves not to act. This is the patience of an ordinary human being. So we might feel anger inside, we might still feel upset, or we might still want something, but forcing ourselves not to act. And this is patience which is based on morality. So this is a start. When we first start out on the spiritual path, we don't have any sort of mental clarity or mental calm. But we at least start by giving up things. Things which we hold on to, things which we want, even ideas or beliefs which we once held. Being able to bear with things which are addictive, things which are intoxicating for us, things which bring about craving in our minds, things which we find desirable, or things which we find undesirable, bearing with our anger when someone says or does something bad to us and makes us want to say bad things back to them, stopping ourselves from saying or doing bad things because of greed or because of anger. This is called titikha khanti, and it's patience based on, it's another word for morality. Morality is another word for this kind of patience, or this patience is equivalent to having morality. At the time when the opportunity arises to do something bad, we simply keep our peace. And even though inside we might be angry and we have all sorts of mental suffering, we don't act out on it because we know that there will be more suffering and repercussions to follow when we do those bad deeds. This is the sort of a basic spiritual practice, but of course it's not a very high spiritual practice and it can't last by itself. Eventually the repressed emotions simply explode and we find ourselves doing and saying bad things once again. So the second kind of patience is called tapakanti. Tapa, and this is the word tapa, taba, tapa, we say in Pali. Taba, it means some sort of practice. In this case, tapakanti means patience based on meditation practice, or the practice of samatha and vipassana practice. When we are sitting and doing meditation and we want rising, falling, or when we watch seeing or hearing or so on, we find that we're able to give up our anger and our greed. We're able to create a state of concentration, a state of focus which is free from greed and free from anger, because it's free from delusion. And at the time when there's no delusion, greed and anger can't arise. So at the time when we do walking meditation or sitting meditation or are even mindful in our daily lives, we find ourselves at great peace, you know, with the things around us and the things inside of us. And when pleasurable things arise, we find ourselves not reaching out for them, not needing for them, not even really attached to them. sometimes pleasant things come and we don't even notice them as pleasant. We might not even notice that they're there. Unpleasant things might come before they would be things which create anger inside of us. We find because of our concentration, we're not even interested. We're not upset, we're not disturbed by the phenomenon. This is through the power of concentration. So this is equivalent to concentration. When we say concentration, we're referring to having patience through this patience, which is through meditation practice. It's a form of patience that refers to concentration. These are equivalent. And the third type of patience is called Adhivasana Khanti, and this is the Adhivasana, the teaching which I give today. And this is patience which comes from seeing clearly the object. So, once we continue our practice of Vipassana, we find even when we do notice things that would be desirable for us, through the wisdom which we have gained, whether we practice meditation or don't practice meditation, we find we don't desire the things which we used to desire. We find that in the face of things which are terribly unpleasant, things which an ordinary person would find unbearable and would be unable to bear, we find we're able to be at peace and be calm and be happy even in the face of these things. Or things which are pleasurable, which are intoxicating, which are enticing for the ordinary person, we find them not enticing. And this time not simply through the power of concentration and not noticing them. In this case, we notice them and all of their characteristics, but we realize that they really aren't pleasing in the way that we thought they were. And we realize that they're impermanent, we realize that they're unsatisfying, we realize that they're not under our control. We can't keep them, we can't force them to stay, we can't force the bad things to go. We can't do anything except be mindful and be aware and let them come and let them go and let them be. And this is the practice of patience. So when we are able to bear with painful feelings in the practice of meditation, when we're able to bear with unpleasant sounds, unpleasant tastes, unpleasant feelings, unpleasant emotions, or when we're able to bear with our wants and our desires. Sitting in the forest can be pleasant in the beginning, but it might be that after some days the meditator starts to think about the beaches, or think about the bars, or think about the discos, or think about any number of things, friends and family and things which are the object of our desire. In the practice of meditation, we are trying to build patience. Patience so that wherever we go, we'll always be able to be at peace and happy wherever we are. The things that we want and we desire, we won't have to run after them ever and ever again, never being happy with what we have, no matter where we are. And we'll be able to be happy and at peace wherever we are. So the method to do this is simply through the practice of meditation, through the practice of mindfulness. At the time when we feel something unpleasant, perhaps a painful feeling in the body or so on, we simply acknowledge it. Pain, 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 with a very high degree of patience. That when we acknowledge, of course, one of the most important things is that we acknowledge patiently. That we're not acknowledging with anger, acknowledging with greed, the desire for it to go away or desire for it to stay or so on. We're simply being mindful of the reality of the object. We say pain, pain. Becoming comfortable with it and seeing it clearly. Creating a clear thought which is neither greedy or angry or upset about the object. And this is the way that we come to be a patient person. This is the way that we come to do away with unwholesome, unclean mind states, unpleasant mind states like craving or anger or delusion. This is through the practice of patience. It's one of the most important virtues and most important things to keep in mind when we practice the meditation, because of course the results of meditation don't ever come in simply one day or one sitting practice. We have to be very, very patient when we practice and consider that we are beginners. Just as anyone training in any sport or any activity, they have a very good saying in the West that is, practice makes perfect. And it's important to always keep in mind that we're practicing meditation. We're not perfect in it. We haven't perfected the meditation. We're practicing it. And when we practice meditation, it's possible that if we practice with enough sincerity that we can make it perfect. Or we can at least come to the point where we are perfect in the sense of ever getting angry or getting greedy. We've come to see the truth about ourselves and the world around us and not ever giving rise to those emotions which are based on delusion and based on illusion and misunderstanding about the world. So my wish for everyone here and the advice that I would give is, please, we must all try to be patient in our meditation practice, not wanting for something in the future or thinking about something in the past, not hurrying ahead and not standing still, but simply continuing on at an even pace. Slow and steady wins the race. If we continue on in this way, our practice will become perfect. Our practice will make us perfect in the sense of not being angry or greedy or deluded about the things inside or around us. And this is the teaching for today. And now we'll continue with meditation practice at your own speed.